Dear listeners, Sai Ram. We now bring you Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today's episode was first aired on the 23rd of August 2018 as part of Thursday Live programs on Asia Stream of Radio Sai. This program is hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu.
Dear listeners, Saram from Prashant Nilayam and welcome once again to Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu and today we have a lovely bhajan adoring our Lord as Panduranga, as Krishna, as the beautiful one with a charming face, with a lotus face. So this is how the first line of the bhajan flows.
He Kamala Vadana Sai Ranga.
So we're going to learn this bhajan now. Brother Ravi Kumar and Anirudh will give us a tune and then we'll move on to the raga, the bhava. You're going to listen to a discussion with Brother Deepak Anand sharing his insights on what the words of this bhajan mean. And then in the end, you will listen to the mandir version of this bhajan. So let's get started with the lyrics.
He Kamala Vadana Sai Ranga Kaivalya Panduranga Kaivalya Panduranga Sai Gopala Ghana Ghana Neela Kutila Kuntala Tribhuvana Pala Brahma Vishnu Maheshwara Rupa Maya Lola Brahma Swarupa.
Now that you're familiar with the lyrics, here is how the tune of the bhajan goes.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale C Pancham.
He Kamala Vadana Sai Ranga. He Kamala Vadana Sai Ranga. He Kamala Vadana Sai Ranga. He Kamala Vadana Sai Ranga.
Kaivalya Panduranga.
Kaivalya Panduranga.
Kaivalya Panduranga.
Kaivalya Panduranga.
Sai Gopala Ghana Ghana Neela.
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 Kutila Kuntala Tribhuvana Pala.
Kutila Kuntala Tribhuvana Pala.
Kutila Kuntala Tribhuvana Pala.
Kutila Kuntala Tribhuvana Pala.
Brahma Vishnu Maheshwara Rupa.
Brahma Vishnu Maheshwara Rupa.
Brahma Vishnu Maheshwara Rupa.
Brahma Vishnu Maheshwara Rupa.
Maya Lola Brahma Swarupa.
Maya Lola Brahma Swarupa.
Maya Lola ब्रह्मस्वरूपा
मायालोला ब्रह्मस्वरूपा.
In the second speed, there is a variation after the line Brahma Vishnu Maheshwara Rupa.
Brahma Vishnu Maheshwara Rupa. Brahma Vishnu Maheshwara Rupa. Brahma Vishnu Maheshwara Rupa. Brahma Vishnu Maheshwara Rupa. Maheshwara Rupa. Maheshwara Rupa. Maheshwara Rupa. Maheshwara Rupa. Brahma Vishnu Maheshwara Rupa. Brahma Vishnu Maheshwara Rupa. Maya Lola Brahma Swarupa. Maya Lola Brahma Swarupa.
कमलवदन साई रंगा.
So that's the lovely tune. You heard it in the voice of Brother Ravi Kumar. Brother Anirudh was following Brother Ravi Kumar after every line. Again a bhajan which is not new. Perhaps many listeners are already familiar with this bhajan, but again, it's not sung so often in Prashant Nilayam, and it has many beautiful words: Kaivalya, Kutila Kuntala, Maya Lola, Brahma Vishnu Maheshwara Rupa. We will go into the nuances of what these beautiful phrases mean when we come to the Bhava section of this program. For now, let's think about the beautiful raga that this bhajan is based on. And Brother Anirudh is here to share his thoughts on the technicalities.
Sairam Vishwa.
Sairam.
This is a very beautiful bhajan. I think when I was looking on which raga it belongs to, I observed that it has the way it goes upward is
Sarigapadasa,
which is the Mohanam or Bhopali in the Hindustani classical music. And you have phrases like
Sanida,
so the knee is being introduced while coming down.
Mm-hmm. Sanida pa,
and at times ma also, which is not there in the Mohanam. So something like, to me it sounded Mohanam while going up, and while coming down Shankaravarnam, which is Bilaval.
Okay, so it sort of looks like a mix of both the ragas.
Yes,
but we don't know if there is any raga which is
a conglomeration of
both
of Mohanam and Bilaval.
Anirudh, why don't we ask Brother Sai Prasad? He's here with us now.
Yes.
And for dear listeners, Brother Sai Prasad works for the Telugu Radio Sai team, and he's someone who has done his bachelor's as well as master's in music in Bhagwan's Mirpuri College of Music, who has learned how to play veena, expert percussionist, and someone whose music IQ is greater than anyone else in the studio. So really, it's a blessing that we have him as part of the Radio Sai team.
So just to add one more thing, that he handles the Bhajan Tutor program in Telugu stream.
Yes.
Which is Manasa Vajare.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. So listeners who are tuned to our Telugu Radio Sai stream, you can find the Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom in Telugu, and that is done by Brother Sai Prasad. So Brother Sai Prasad, what are your thoughts on the raga of the bhajan? Is there any raga which has the aroha as Mohanam, as Anirudh mentioned, and the avrohana as Bilaval?
Sairam brothers, actually with the little knowledge I have, I'll share. Yeah, as Anirudh was saying, while going it is Mohanam Sarigapadasa.
Yes.
And while coming back it is Sanidapa Magarisa. This is called Bilahari Raga in Carnatic music.
Okay. Oh, Bilahari.
In Carnatic music we have variety of ragas like Audava Shadava and Vakra ragas, means where you will not have all the notes in Arohana, and same way in Avarohana also will not have, like Sarigapadasa Sanidapa Magarisa, or it could be Sarigamapadanisa Sadapa Magarisa, like that.
Okay.
For example, I am telling.
Yes.
And Vakra ragas, Sagariga Manida Manidani Panisa.
Different permutation combinations.
So that way, this is Audava Sampurna Raga, this is called Bilahari. While going, you'll have Sarigapadasa and
five notes,
and while coming back, seven notes. Sanidapa Magarisa.
Wonderful. So this is called Bilahari in Carnatic
music. In Hindustani, I think it is Alia Bilawal Raga.
Okay. Any bhajan that comes to your mind apart from what we are going to learn now?
Bhajan, I don't know, be frankly. In Carnatic one, simple Swarajati they teach. Rara Venu Gopa Bala.
Sariga pada sanida padava magari zari sanidasa. Rara Venu Gopa Bala.
To me it sounded more of the music for the Titan ad, or all this, the piano. That's what the Western music has, so much of influence of Shankaravarnam. Yeah, so after doing this song, I was reminded of one bhajan. Probably the first line may have a small trace of Bilahari in it.
Gopala Radha Lola.
So if you see the swaras of this,
Sa Ga Pa Pa Da Sa Ni Da Pa.
So it's not completely Bilahari, I can say, because it doesn't have Sa Ri Ga Pa Da, but
Sa Ga Pa Da Sa Ni.
That knee is coming while coming down. And you have the flavor of Mohanam while going up. This kind of intricate details may not be present in the bhajan. I mean, the composer may not perfectly tune the bhajan in such a way that while going this note should not come, or we should have that boundary and we should stick to that. So as we say always in our sessions that bhajans are the composition where it just comes from Swami. It just spontaneous. And Kritis are where you can more explicitly show the beauty of the raga, in the sense while going up, while coming down, there's a small deviation and other things. So, as Sai Prasad Brother rightly pointed out, we may not have many bhajans in Bilahari.
Yeah.
But we may have always, from Shankaravarnam, just add some note.
Yes.
Or remove the note or something like that. Something, some raga to be centered upon, and then we can play around the raga.
Just to add Anirudh's point.
Yeah.
My old principal sir used to say, like, to say something in one particular raga, it has to follow the all lakshana of that raga. That means rules and regulations of that raga. It's not simply if that notes are used, you can't call it as that raga's. It belongs to that raga. It also should follow the lakshanas, like where it should start, where it should end, and how much gamaka should be given to that note. Like this very minute things, there are dashavida lakshanas they call. If all those lakshanas followed, then we can confidently say that this bhajan belongs to that.
It's like, so, just thinking of a simile, it's like if someone is wearing that color pant and that color shirt, you cannot say that this person is like the other person. He should walk like him, talk like him, behave like him, smile like him. Yeah. Gait should be like that.
Correct.
You know, only then that person becomes the other person with whom you are comparing.
Correct.
So that way, I think for us, very difficult to find bhajans which are, probably you can find, okay, some bhajans which are similar to another bhajan. But even that is difficult. It's like every bhajan is unique by itself.
Yes. That's how actually the we many times iterate upon the point in many of our sessions before that.
Yes.
In understanding about raga in bhajans, when we go the more deeper and deeper, the deeper the confusion is.
Correct.
So it is best experience, like how Swami says, don't try to understand me.
Yeah.
Just experience. So bhajans are, they're such beautiful compositions that always you feel there is one step beyond the technical music.
Correct.
That is feeling and the connect to God.
I think every bhajan belongs to that bhajans raga. So for example, hey Kamala Vadana Sai Ranga belongs to hey Kamala Vadana Sai Ranga raga.
So each bhajan has its own boundary defined.
Yeah.
So that's how actually we compare the bhajans.
Yeah.
See, this Jai Jai Devi Girija Mata is similar to Jaya Shankara Bhava Gochara.
Yeah.
It means something like how you compare between kritis, same way we compare between the bhajans.
Yes, yeah. Because each one is complete by itself.
Yes.
Yeah. So let's move on and do the swaras.
Yeah, the swaras will help for the harmonium players to accompany the singer in a better way. So let's start with the first line.
He Kamala Vadana Sai Ranga Pada Dasa Sasa Sari Dhani Sani Dhani Dapa Pada Dasa Sasa Sari Dhani Sani Dhani Dapa Kaivalya Panduranga Gapada Pagari Sasariga Gapada Pagari Sasariga Kaivalya Panduranga Gapada Pagari Sarisasa Gapada Pagari Sarisasa Sai Gopala Ghana Ghana Neela Ga Gaparere Gapada Vadasanida Ga Gaparere Gapada Vadasanida Kutila Kuntala Tribhuvana Pala Dadada Panida Pama Gapada Pagarisa Dadada Panida Pama Gapada Pagarisa Brahma Vishnu Maheshwara Rupa Pada Pada Sasa Sari Sari Garisa Pada Pada Sasa Sari Sari Maya Lola Brahma Swarupa Dada Padasa Sadapama Gapadapa Garisa Dada Padasa Sadapama Gapadapa Garisa.
During the second speed of this bhajan, when we sing the line
Brahma Vishnu Maheshwara Rupa Brahma Vishnu Maheshwara Rupa Maheshwara Rupa Maheshwara Rupa Brahma Vishnu Maheshwara Rupa.
So this is how the sequence of the lines come in the second speed. Since we are discussing the swaras for each line, so now let's discuss the three different variations in that second speed when we sang the Maheshwara Rupa. The first one.
Brahma Vishnu Maheshwara Rupa Ma 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 Gari Sari Gaga Ma 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 Gari Sari Gaga Maheshwara Rupa Sari Sari Garisa Sari Sari Garisa Maheshwara Rupa.
There's a small change here. It's a beautiful change. You're introducing the Komal Ni.
Ni Ni Sa Garisa Ni Ni Sa Garisa.
Beautiful. I think this raga is very beautiful. Kamala Vadana Sai Ranga Raga. Lots of nice, beautiful variations coming there in the second speed. And, you know, you can after that increase the speed, isn't it? After the variation.
Yes. It's a little long bhajan. It's a big bhajan.
Yeah.
So we can sing in the medium bhajans. Maybe something like in a 1 hour session, you can sing it fifth, sixth.
Yeah. Yes.
Which will be the medium bhajans.
Yes.
And also, as you mentioned, the lyrics are beautiful.
Yeah.
New words, Kamala Vadana Sairanga, always it's more beautiful. Actually, we discovered these lyrics in the vintage bhajans.
Mm.
Even one more bhajan which we did is, Hey Kamala Nayana Bhagavan,
yes.
Satya Sai Bhagavan,
mm.
and Kashaya Vesha Dharana,
yes.
Radha Lola Ramya Suchela.
Yes.
So,
in fact, another bhajan that comes to my mind, which perhaps we have to do, we're not yet done, is... Sai Satyapalana.
Sai Satyapalana, yes.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful bhajan.
Yeah, beautiful phrases. And Swami definitely...
used to hear that bhajan again and again.
Hear this bhajan, you should ask for this bhajan. They're lovely phrases, you know.
Jyotsna Reddy madam used to sing this bhajan.
Yes.
As and when Swami used to ask from her.
Absolutely. So, as you mentioned, this is a medium speed bhajan, but we start very slow, isn't it? So, what is the beat?
The beat is the regular 8 beat. Aditalam or Kahirva in the classical music. 1, 2, 3, 4
Hey Kamala Vadana Sairanga
Kaivalya Panduranga
Kaivalya Panduranga
Kaivalya Panduranga
Kaivalya Panduranga.
Another lovely session. Thank you so much, Sai Prasad and Brother Anirudh.
Thank you,
Vishu.
Sairam.
Sairam.
So it's time now to dwell on the meaning of this bhajan, and helping us in this endeavor is Dr. Deepak Anand, a former student of Bhagwan's University.
Sairam, Brother Deepak, and welcome to Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom.
Thank you very much, Bishu. Such a joy to be here again.
Perhaps you're here for the first time for the Bhajan Classroom, and you know, bhajans are something which anybody can join in. It's not as if Swami wanted everyone to participate in every bhajan session. So it is not like it is only for the lead singers. And I think you have had those moments when Swami made you also sing, isn't it?
I've been a lead singer, you know, in Kodaikanal, but only for half a bhajan. That's another story altogether.
So as you heard this bhajan, and now we are doing vintage bhajans. We are bringing back those beautiful melodies.
Yes.
Which Swami used to sing in the earlier times here from the students. Because, you know, even though there are new compositions happening, these are compositions which Bhagwan has himself heard and relished in the earlier era. So we thought it is good to bring back these melodies that used to reverberate in Prashantanilaya when he was there in the physical form. So, talking about this bhajan, you know, when I sent this bhajan to you, as you heard this, what are the thoughts that filled your mind? You've had so many years of living with Bhagwan, first as a youth and then as a student and then as a faculty member. I'm sure every time you listen to any description of the divine, we can immediately relate to something that you have experienced in your life, isn't it?
Yeah. There are so many memories that crowd your mind and you don't know really where to start. That is the dilemma.
I know.
So
Kamala Vadana is how this bhajan begins.
Amazing. I think Swami would always, when he would converse with us students and with anybody for that matter, when he'll converse with the primary school small children, and when the birthday boys will come forward and take Swami's blessings, it was a bliss by itself just to observe Swami speak to every category of devotees, his students, small children, or maybe great dignitaries who would come to Bhagwan. He will address them all in such a perfect way. It used to be a great lesson for all of us also. Right? I remember one instance was there where the late Chief Minister of Maharashtra, he had come with his come to take some Swami's advice. At that time, we were all having an interview with Bhagwan. So Swami, somebody informed Bhagwan, the Chief Minister is waiting for your audience. Swami himself opened the door of the interview room. We were all inside, And he invited him, very lovingly inside. Vlas Rao, come inside. How are you? Everything. Swami made him to sit. And we were all observing. Mm-hmm. Swami was very lovingly like a father to our son. It was like that kind of a relationship conversation. And after the discussion was over, one of the boys, then when Swami told him, now it is time for your flight, you will have to leave now. So one of the boys wanted to get up and, you know, open the door for the chief minister to exit the interview room. But Swami stopped him and said, no child, this is my responsibility. Swami went out of the interview room to the exact spot where the then chief minister was supposed to sit outside. Swami called him out. Swami didn't send him out. Swami himself went to the spot where he was supposed to sit and very lovingly called him, come here and sit. Right? When it is time for you to go, you can leave. I am giving, you know, having interview with my children, students. So you can leave. You have my blessing. Swami gave him Pada Namaskar. I mean, it was a joy galore for all of us to also see how perfect Swami was in his communication, how loving he was in every word that he spoke, how milk and honey would shower from his lips every time he would open them. And there are many, many such experiences.
So when you, think about Kamala Vardhana, that's what comes to your mind.
Yes.
The sweetness,
that nectarine words that shower from his lips. And every word that he would say will be filled with so much of meaning, so much of love. It'll be love showering in the form of words. And that is what, and Swami will never, never talk in a negative way. Even though we would have made a mistake, even though we would have done something which is not to his expectation, Swami will never say that you are wrong. Swami will even say, if you follow my teachings, it is good for you. Like one of the time in Kodaikanal, when we were together, Swami would always make us to go for a nearly a 6 kilometers walk around the lake. And there was one or two boys who were quite stout, and it was very difficult for them to cover the entire distance and be able to come back. And Swami will specially send his driver in the jeep to observe that everybody is completing the designated round or not. So once this boy was very eager, because if you come early, you get a place near Bhagwan's lotus feet. Right, you know that.
Yes.
We were together on some occasions in Kodaikanal. And this boy came back, did a shortcut, and he came back to and took a place near Bhagwan. The moment Bhagwan came, and he asked him, boy, you are becoming like a full pakoda. If you don't complete your full round and walk like this, you will get a lady pumpkin in marriage. I'm warning you.
Oh my God.
And Swami said, see, it is good for you. If you take a walk, you'll be able to eat well. You'll have better digestion. And your whole life will be more smooth, because good health is the basis. So how Swami will give in such a beautiful and a loving way, like he'll converse with his children. He'll teach us a lesson of life in the most unpredictable but most beautiful ways. Every word of his would be filled with love and humor and with a great message imbibed therein.
I mean, Kamala Vardhana refers to the Lord as the lotus-faced one also, isn't it?
Yes.
When you ruminated on it, what occurred to you is how soft are the Lord's words, like the lotus. And that's the beauty of the Lord. I mean, when you take any word, there are so many perspectives.
So many perspectives to it. And Swami's beauty, of course, Vishu, you know that, the unprecedented beauty. And even when Swami will have certain problem, Swami will hide it from public. Like Swami had taken upon himself, and we are very close witnesses to that period in 2001 and 2002, when Swami had taken upon himself the mums of some children from the primary school. And how Swami would, you know, behind his kuntilas, you know, that this curly beautiful hair around him, he hid that very, very painful, you know, that swelling which was there on his neck. And then he just covered it like this. And we thought probably it is just gone. Swami said, no, it is right here. And he was not even able to speak. But outside, Swami would be absolutely normal. He'll come inside and suffer in silence. So that is also the beauty of the Lord's nature, that he will always give a smile to others when he's in public, but when he'll come alone, when he's inside, then only he'll be suffering alone. So that is the beauty of the Lord's nature. Unprecedented.
Wow. I mean, Kutila Kuntala Tribhuvana Pala is one of the lines, the third line.
Third line of this bhajan.
I mean, as you're narrating this, what comes to mind is, so behind that beautiful crown of curly hair, we don't know what goes on. Tribhuvana Pala, he's looking after the entire world.
The entire world, yes.
The entire world.
Absolutely, absolutely.
We have no clue about, as Swami says, only I as Nataraja know the pain of teaching you every step of the dance.
100% as Swami's nature was always like this. I remember in 1999, there was, for the first time, we had introduced Burakatha. And we had just come from Kodaikanal, and this practice started, and Prashant and Karthik were made designated as the two boys who will sing, and they are both singers, but in this Burakatha they have to dance and sing together, and as they would start singing that particular song of the Burakatha, they'll forget their steps. That time Swami already had the very excruciatingly painful hip fracture. And Swami had been operated, and Swami was still in excruciating pain. He was taking the help of somebody and walking. At that time, one afternoon, Swami called us for a session of lunch with him, and we're sitting on near his jula. And these two boys were called to play their part of the Burakatha. And they started singing. They lost their steps because they had not, it was very difficult to coordinate both together, dancing and singing. So Swami suddenly held his hand out to me, and I held Swami's hand. I was wondering why Swami is doing that. And Swami took the support of my hand, and he just stood up near his jula. And then Swami asked all of us to move a few steps backward. And would you believe, like the Vitthala posture, keeping his, in the Burakatha, you have to keep your, both your hands on your hips. And Swami kept his hand on the hips and started to dance.
Oh, wow.
Started to dance. It brings so much tears to my eyes with broken hip. And then I was crying. I said, Swami, with a broken hip is such excruciating pain. Why do you have to take all this poison for our sake? Because as you correctly said, Swami says, I'm like the PT teacher. I must perform and do as an example and then show you the forward path. And he always did that. Always was the benchmark or the highest ideal that a human being could ever reach, and showed it in practice.
So this bhajan, it starts with Kamala Vadana. And then it moves on to, in the third line, Kutila Kuntala. But in the second line you have Kaivalya Panduranga. Kaivalyam is basically the highest, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And you just mentioned about Swami dancing, putting his hands on the hips like arms akimbo.
Like Panduranga.
Exactly like Panduranga
posture. Yes. And in that story also, he's standing on a brick.
On a brick.
In bound by the devotion of a devotee.
Yes.
Here also we're seeing the same thing happening. Swami like Panduranga, putting his hands like,
And there also he's like waiting.
Waiting. Here also he's waiting. When will you learn to dance? When you will learn to walk the path that I have shown you?
Wow.
How significant, no, Bishop?
But I think, that's what, moksha, Kaivalyam is moksha, but the thing is, when I think about it, every moment with Bhagwan was Kaivalyam.
Yes.
Every moment itself was such a liberating moment.
Liberating moment. Yeah, because in every moment with Swami, we will see that he has no body consciousness. He will be totally, sometimes Swami will not be in the body. We will really feel that Swami is not there. And in 2003, when we had doing our PhD, suddenly one day Swami sent word for us at 6:30 in the morning. He was still not ready for darshan. And suddenly when we heard that Swami has come, there was no devotees there, no sevadals present in the Sai Kulwanthal. Swami just walked through the Kulwanthal and went to his interview room. Did not even switch on the lights. He just went there and he was in silence. And we all entered. He acknowledged our coming and then sitting down there. And then again, closed his eyes. I was watching him from very close quarters. Was he even breathing? I could not even make that out.
He was so still.
Absolutely still. Keeping his face supported by his hand on the chair armchair. He was just totally, absolutely in silence. And we were wondering why Swami has called us early in the morning for doing meditation on him. Because he's not even speaking to us. He is not even breathing.
Like Dakshinamurti.
Right. He's just sitting in silence and transferring some knowledge maybe to us. We were imagining and we were looking at each other and we were a little lost. After only 45 minutes time, Swami took a deep breath, opened his eyes and said, what day is today? Said, Swami, this is the day. What happened on this day? He asked us. We had no idea. Swami himself said, this was the day that the atom bomb was dropped on Hiroshima in Japan.
Oh.
My children are praying to me in Osaka right now with lighted candles that such a catastrophe should never befall humanity again. I listened to their prayers and came, Swami said.
Wow.
Okay. I listened to their prayers and came, Swami said. And that means that something like 4:30 in the morning in Osaka, children, Swami's children or devotees, because all are Swami's children only, are making out lighting candles and praying to their own gods, maybe Chinese gods, maybe of gods of Taoism, Confucianism.
Oh. I know.
But Swami is responding from here in Puttaparthi, and it's so evident. Swami is telling, I was not here. I was in with my children in Osaka in Japan, and I was listening to their prayers. Because it was for the benefit of humanity at large. That is Kaivalya. When we are with Swami in those moments, when we realize who He really is, that's a Kaivalya moment for all of us.
And He's truly Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwara. He's the one who is sustaining the world.
Absolutely.
He's the one who has created us. And He's the one, who's cleansing the world,
yes,
as well as sustaining the world.
Sustaining it. Swami would always say Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh are only one. There are the three duties of the same person. It is like this. And I had the fortune of, there's another time probably I'll tell you about that Lord Shiva's experience, which is unforgettable.
Please go on.
So it was one of the years I was sitting in the first row for Shivratri, and as you know, the Shivlinga will start to emerge in the gullet of Bhagwan, and then Swami will be having some warm water and slow on emerging. The process would be like giving birth to a child, and be very painful for Bhagwan. And we also, I was shedding tears and saying, Swami, why are you bearing so much of pain for undeserving souls like us? We don't deserve moksha. So then why are you undergoing all this? And I was shedding tears and sitting in the front row. And suddenly, as I was looking intently at Bhagwan, I saw, it was not an imagination, my eyes were absolutely open, that everything started turning into a golden hue. And Bhagwan himself appeared like Lord Shiva with a Ganges and Rudraksha and a snake around his neck.
You saw that?
I saw that in front of my own eyes. And as I'm seeing that, I was totally stunned because I saw that everything was constituted with the same golden light. And Lord Shiva, Sai Shiva, was sitting there. He just called me closer to him. So I was nearly 10 steps away from Bhagwan's here. As I'm taking one step, everything is getting now normalized and the light is receding and the actual, the way we see things in the world, they are appearing. And when I reached Bhagwan, it was flesh and blood, our own beloved Bhagwan. That, the whole vision receded that time. And then Swami looked towards me intently and said, are you thirsty? Oh. Maybe he was checking on after this experience. Are you normal or you have lost your mind? Yes. Are you thirsty? I said, I was not able to speak at all. My tongue was like totally jammed. Breath was hardly coming in. And Swami again asked me, if you are thirsty, go and drink some water. Then I took some courage and said, Swami, I'm always thirsty for your love and grace. And Swami said, come on, sit down. So for 5 minutes, Swami made me to sit there. And then Swami saw that, I was quite normal after the experience, and Swami then sent me back to my regular place. So He is that golden light that pervades the entire universe is Bhagwan. That Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh is Bhagwan. All the forms of God and goddesses is only Bhagwan. How many times we have experienced that, how many times devotees have shared their experience, that He is the one who is Sarvadevta Sarupa. He is beyond. In fact, once these schoolboys, our secondary school boys, were putting up a drama, and all of them had assembled in the bhajan hall, and Swami usually, before the drama starts, Swami will come and speak to all the actors, encourage them, and ask them, interact with them. So Swami interacted with them in the bhajan hall. And after that, Swami asked them, does anybody have any question to ask? I was sitting behind these boys. And I thought probably they will ask something about the drama or something. One of the boys got up and said, Swami, is there anything beyond God? I was surprised. What an inappropriate place to ask a spiritual question before, just a drama starting in 5 minutes' time. And Swami, in His own typical beautiful way, as you said, the Kamalavadan Swami, He, put His hand behind His back, was swinging side to side, looking so enchanting, so beautiful. with his halo of hair and, you know, his, you know, face shining like 100 moons. Swami looked towards the boy and smiled and said, yes, of course, there is.
Mm-hmm.
There is something beyond God also. And I was surprised. I said, God, what can be beyond God? And God is telling something is beyond God. What is it? And Swami just started like, you know, singing. I'll tell you what is beyond God. You want to know, boy? I will tell you. It is L-O-V-E, L-O-V-E, L-O. Swami sang it thrice and said, avatars are the embodiment of the same love that is omnipresent. They come from love and go back to love. Understand that love is even beyond God.
Wow.
So all, what is God? Swami says he's a generator, he's an organizer, he's a destroyer. Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh. That means one God only is playing these three roles. There is absolute Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh is our Bhagwan Baba only.
Wow. It's just that because of our delusions, we don't see the divine in its complete manifestation.
Right.
Even though the avatar is there right in front of us in flesh and blood, you know, we have the opportunity, but sometimes, you know, the Maya
that is always there,
and that is what, you know, this line, the last line talks about Maya Lola Brahma Swarupa, you know. So think, well, the Maya also is his creation. I feel that, you know, He cannot give it to us on a platter like that. I mean, as it is, he's taken a human form. You have to put some effort.
At least some effort. At least one step that he can take 100 towards us.
And you know, talking about Maya, I was reminded of how Bhagwan used to mention Ramayana and say that, you know, when Rama, Lakshmana and Sita, they used to walk in the forest. So after Rama would be Mother Sita. And then Lakshmana would follow Mother Sita.
Right.
That would be the sequence
in which they will walk.
Their walk in the forest path. And just there Swami used to mention how Sita represents Maya. And if Lakshmana wants Rama, then, you know, he cannot fight with Maya. He cannot fight. All he has to do is only plead.
Plead and pray.
Then, you know, Mother will create opportunities for Lakshmana to have
the darshan
and proximity of
Lord Rama.
I think so. That is how it is, you know. Even though there are so many moments when our mind gets clouded with these all sorts of doubts, all sorts of notions of faithlessness. I think those are the moments when we have to pray to the Lord.
Yes.
To restore that, isn't it?
Absolutely. He only can give us that kind of a clarity. Because Maya, Swami used to say, as much is my, the powers of the avatar, as much more is the Maya that accompanies him. And that is why you will see that there will be a lot of, you know.
So sometimes human, sometimes divine.
Sometimes divine. Suddenly you will ask a boy, what's your name? And he will think that Swami doesn't know my name. He will tell, oh, your brother studied, you know, so many years back. Your father is working there. Your mother came last year. In fact, one day, one of the students was living with Bhagwan for a long time. He was not able to go back home because he was serving Swami. And Swami then went to Mumbai. And then he asked him to go and see his parents in the evening and then come back the next morning. So he went there. And then he said, around 10 years back, when he was there with Swami, Swami had mentioned about one white color shoe rack. And he said, he was with Swami and Swami was reading the newspaper. Suddenly Swami removed the newspaper and told him, see Satyajit, just now I went to your house. Your father is reading newspaper in the balcony. Your mother is cooking the breakfast, but she's crying because father did not get leave and they cannot come to put up her thing. And your house arrangement is like this. And there's a white color shoe rack at the entrance of the house, just inside as you enter. And he saw everything seems to be okay, but there is no white shoe rack in my house. This was around 10 years back. So, when he went to his house, as he entered his house, he saw the white shoe rack. And he had never seen it. And then he asked his father, Dad, you know what? Around 10 years back, Swami had mentioned about this white shoe rack, but when did you buy it? He said, 2 months back.
Oh my God.
So, Maya Vilola, he is even beyond time. He knows that 9 years and 10 months later, a white color shoe rack will be placed at the entrance of the house, and he told it in advance only.
Oh my God.
And, you know, we think that he's just human. He makes inquiry from us and asks, where do you come from and all. He knows our past, present and future in toto. in absolute terms. Nothing can be hidden from him. This we would experience on a daily basis. Like, there was one devotee of Bhagwan, Mr. Funny Banda. He was from UK and he was very good in English. So, one day Swami wanted to go. Swami used to usually take the car early in the morning and sometimes, you know, after darshans, just go and visit the primary school, the high secondary school or the college, whichever he would like to. Swami called for the car and no one knew where they are going. He called for Mr. Funny Banda. He called also one student to sit along in the front. And they both went to the primary school. Swami guided the car to primary school. And this student was amazed that, you know, Swami was speaking in such chaste English with Mr. Funny Banda. And many of the words he was not able to comprehend, you know, only they were conversing. And he's, you know, he was so shocked. And he said, Swami, I've seen you struggle for simple words in English. And here you are conversing in such chaste, you know, British English. And Swami, why do you put us in all this maya? Swami said, if I don't put the maya, you will all put me in a museum and charge tickets. So I'm very scared.
Oh my.
So that is why I have to use my maya. And they entered a second class, second standard classroom, where teacher is teaching a very simple English sentence to all the students. Something like, you know, the rat met the cat in the garden. Something like that to explain the basic sentence structure and the basic meaning of terms. And then Swami started asking the teacher, what is the meaning of that sentence?
Oh my God.
And look at the maya. The teacher started explaining to Bhagwan. That cat and the pilli, Swami, garden and the tota, Swami pilli, adi dhanka, likoke kalsindi. Then Swami is asking, why is the cat meeting the rat? It should not come near the cat in the garden. So this boy was laughing and laughing. Swami told him to just, you know, be very quiet. Otherwise, the whole maya will be dispersed and the truth will be revealed. So Swami always, you know, lived at our standard. Swami came down to our, it is not that maya. I was coming down
just
to...
Just so that we also feel that kinship with him.
Yes, yes. You feel one with him.
You know, otherwise how do you converse with a person who is all-knowing all the time?
Absolutely. It is so difficult. We'll always be keeping our mouth shut. We'll never be able to open our mouth.
And say anything. There is nothing to be said. When the avatar comes down, he also wants us to give us that chance of experiencing that sweetness.
That is his love.
Proximity. You know, and I think that is what Krishna avatar was all about. That's what all avatars are all about.
Yes.
And it's the same with Swami. And of course, one of the lines in this bhajan is about Sai Gopala Ghana Ghana Neela. That is one of the lines. And yeah, because it is so much easier to relate to Bhagwan with the students, with Krishna and the Gopikas, isn't it?
Yes.
I think the relationship was so much
so great.
Similar. So great. Similar. I know there are many very beautiful experiences that your mother has.
Yes, she has written a book also.
On
and many
experiencing Bhagwan as Krishna. And I think maybe you can quickly narrate one.
Yeah, there are so many of them. So one of them I'll just tell you. One was that when in the morning we would always, you know, because morning time was very busy for us. She was working and we all of us had to go to school. Dad had to go to office. So breakfast time will be a very busy time for her because she has to prepare everything and then go to her own, for her own duty. So morning when she prepares the breakfast, my duty was supposed to keep it on the altar and chant the Brahmarpanam. After Brahmarpanam, there were so many gods and goddesses that I will chant, you know, the Jayakaras to Mother Goddess, to Shirdi Baba, to Venkateshwara, to Rama, to Krishna. And Mother will be irritated. Hey, just say Satsai Baba ki Jai. I don't have to say anybody else's. He's all-inclusive God. So I said, Mom, all the gods will feel bad, you know, not being over to them. At least Krishna is a family deity. At least we can, you know, say Krishna's name. Swami said, no. Swami is all comprehensive God. There's no need
mother
for...
Said,
Mother said that. So that time, I only said Swami's name and we offered the food. That night, she gets a dream where she sees that she's entering the kitchen and little Krishna, a blue-colored little Krishna is following her, holding her. Gana Gana Neela is offering and then she's preparing something and then she picks up little Krishna in her lap and then she offers something for him to eat, some chapati and some curry. But, you know, it gets stuck up in the throat of Krishna. So she's patting his back. To let that thing come out of his, into the, and it comes out of his gullet and into the mouth, and then Krishna very naughtily is showing that thing that on his tongue and saying, see, it has come onto my tongue now.
Oh.
And by that the dream ends.
Oh.
And morning, when she gets up, immediately she calls me and says, "Say Deepak, you tell Swami's name or not, I want you to chant Krishna's name first." Krishna has told me that he accepts the food that is being offered by me.
Wow.
When you do Brahmarpanam. So please say Brahmarpanam and please say Jaikara to Krishna, that is enough.
Krishnarpanam.
Krishnarpanam. Many experiences mother had with respect because Krishna was a family deity.
Mm.
At one time she had a subtle experience also of the subtle body. When she was looking at Swami's photographs, she was telling Swami, "You don't look like my Krishna." You know, when we first became devotees, you know, always, you know, the devotees compare their previous deity to the new deity. They say, "You are Sai Krishna Swami, but you know, Krishna's nose is so sharp and this thing sweet. No, Swami, Krishna wears yellow robe and you wear orange. How do I know that you are Krishna Swami?" Then as he's crying and speaking like this, praying to Bhagwan, she falls asleep. And subtle body leaves the physical body.
Uh-huh.
And then starts clapping Govinda, 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 and goes to all the photographs of Swami in our house, in all the three rooms that we had, and the altar, chanting Govinda, Gopala, Krishna, Govinda, Gopala, Krishna. And when she opens her eyes again, when she's back in her own physical frame, and she gets up and she's again telling, "Swami, I will never doubt you that Krishna. Swami, my soul knows that you are Krishna. Only my mind was not able to comprehend. Forgive me, Swami, you are my Krishna. You are my Gopala. You are my Govinda."
Wow.
And then that faith, Swami, how Swami brings us, you know, to that understanding that He is the Gopala. He is the Ganagana Nila. He is the Krishna to whom we have prayed. All names and form are His.
We have to pray that Maya covers us, but we have to pray.
Pray. Swami used to always say, pray, converse with me, speak to me, whatever doubt you have, whatever grievances you have, you speak out to me because I am the deepest core of your very being. I live there. And that is why when I told Swami about calling mother, Swami said, "Don't have to pray to me about mother. I am living in the depths of your own heart. Just leave your prayers there. And I will respond. If you want to pray something, only pray Samasta Loka Sukhino Bhavantu."
Oh, wow.
I am Samasta Loka. When you say Samasta Loka Sukhino Bhavantu, I also react and respond and say Sukhino Bhavantu. Then I will do what is good for you. You must have that surrender and faith in God and leave all your prayers, all your desires with me in the depths of your heart. And only pray one thing, Samasta Loka Sukhino Bhavantu. Then leave it to me. I will chart the best course to fulfill your desires which are good for you.
Wow.
That is His grace.
Phenomenal. Beautiful. Thank you so much, brother. I think there is a lot of, so much to ruminate on. I think every devotee, when they hear these words, can relate to every phrase that describes the divine in their own way.
In their own
and
way,
And I think Swami continues to fill us with those moments. I think I always feel there is a Bhagavad Gita going on in every heart.
Yes.
We just have to tune ourselves
to that.
And as we sing these words, as we sing these phrases, you know, if we are filled with those moments, those eternal moments, this bhajan experience will just uplift us. The bhajan will become a sadhana.
Yes.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, brother.
Such a joy to be here again, Vishu. Thank you very much.
Saram.
That was Brother Deepak Anand, an alumnus of Bhagwan's University who continues to teach in the Department of Management Studies in the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Prashantinilam Campus. Let's move on now and sing this bhajan once again along with the students in Prashantinilam.
हे कमलवदन साई रंगा
कमलवदन साई रंगा
कैवल्य पांडुरंगा साई गोपाला घन घन नीला साई गोपाला घन घन नीला
ఘన ఘన లీలా కుటిల కుంతల త్రిభువన పాలా
కుటిల
కుంతల త్రిభువన
పాలా
కుటిల కుంతల త్రిభువన పాలా విష్ణు మహేశ్వర
రూపా
మాయాలోలా బ్రహ్మస్వరూపా మాయాలోలా బ్రహ్మస్వరూపా హే కమల వదన సాయి రంగా
కమల వదన సాయి రంగా
కైవల్య పాండురంగా
కైవల్య పాండురంగా
కైవల్య పాండురంగా
కైవల్య పాండురంగా
సాయి గోపాల ఘన ఘన నీరా
గోపాల ఘననీయా
కుటిల కుంతల త్రిభువన పాలా
కుటిల కుంతల త్రిభువన పాలా
బ్రహ్మా విష్ణు మహేశ్వర రూపా
విష్ణు మహేశ్వర రూపా
బ్రహ్మా విష్ణు మహేశ్వర రూపా
విష్ణు మహేశ్వర రూపా
బ్రహ్మా విష్ణు మహేశ్వర రూపా
With that, we are done with this episode of Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries or comments, as always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. With gratitude and love, we offer this endeavor at His lotus feet.
You were listening to an episode of our program Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. This episode was first aired on the 23rd of August 2018 as part of Thursday Live from Prashantinilayam on Asia Stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony. This program was hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu. Thank you and Sai Ram.